Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The 2025 Travelers Risk Index underscores how cyber threats remain a leading business concern, even as many organizations struggle to translate awareness into effective action. With that as context, we'd like to explore how Travelers is interpreting and responding to these threats. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and with us today are John Menefee, Vice President and Enterprise Cyber Lead, and Lauren Winchester, Vice President of Cyber Risk Services for Travelers. And Lauren, we're going to start with you today. In the survey, cyber threats ranked as the top concern for medium and large companies, yet many organizations still lack basic defenses. How do you see Travelers helping bridge that gap between awareness and implementation?
Travelers has invested in a team and tech known as Cyber Risk Services for our cyber policyholders. And we did that in recognition of the fact that we have policyholders ranging from small, medium, and large. And so to address that gap, we have our team of cybersecurity professionals who are available to any size policyholder to have free consults with them and talk through where they're at in their cybersecurity journey and help them move forward with that. We also do alerting with our threat intelligence. So we're able to take what drives our cyber claims, identify policyholders who are most at risk of having a similar claim, and alert them to that fact. And then we're able to provide all of this information via our dashboard, which is available 24/7 to them.
Now, Lauren, you warn in the survey that complacency is one of the biggest risks. In concrete terms, what are the first next steps that you advise for companies who are concerned but have not yet acted?
All companies are going to need a trusted advisor for security. So whether that's someone they've hired internally, whether they're leveraging outside resources, or whether they have insurance and can access a team like ours, you need folks that can help them identify what those next steps are. But not all cybersecurity related controls are going to involve major investment to have impact. And so we see that a lot of the threats that our policyholders face could have been thwarted with basic controls. That can look like having multi-factor authentication enabled for email access, for remote access, or for admins as well. It can look like making sure you have a backups plan so that you have some resiliency should attackers make their way into the system. And it also looks like defense in depth. So trying to up level whatever it is you're using to identify threats in your system. That can look like going from a standard antivirus software and then getting an endpoint detection and response so that you're able to better assess when threat actors are in your system. All these things don't have to cost a ton of money and break the bank for companies, but they do help companies fend off the most common attacks that we're seeing.
John, the survey notes that a smaller percentage now believe the business environment is becoming riskier. What do you make of that decline in risk perception? Is it a positive sign or a potential blind spot?
It's concerning. You know, Lauren mentioned that complacency is dangerous. A lot of effort has been put in to improve security over the last several years. I think organizations are more aware now than ever of the risks, but being complacent, being satisfied with what you've done up to this point, to the point where you feel like the risk is less, I think is dangerous. And so, you know, the threat actors aren't stopping. Staying vigilant and in the know about the new and evolving threats is really important. To make sure that you stay ahead of those threats.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
John, the survey shows that 80% of respondents see cyber insurance as being critical, but only 63% have purchased it. How do you change that?
Well, I think one of the ways is what we've been talking about here is increasing the value of the product and the perception of value that you get with the cyber policy. with the services that we offer, the access to information security specialists through our risk services team, the valuable data and insights, staying ahead of these risks. You know, we have data from our claims, from the forensics firms that we use, from our own internal experts that can help our customers avoid being the victim of claims in the first place. And communicating that value to our customers, this product is not just a risk transfer product anymore. We are doing more and more now than we ever have to help the customers avoid claims in the first place. And that creates a lot of value. And hopefully customers will see that and see that it's worth buying, not just for the risk transfer, but for those additional benefits.
Along those lines, John, is Travelers aligning enterprise level cyber strategies with the insights from the survey, especially for clients facing advanced threats or higher exposures?
We are. And so we spend a lot of time on this survey and a lot of time working to understand the insights based on the survey. And so we look at things like customers and how they have experienced breaches in the past, how many of those customers have experienced repeat breaches, the percentage of customers that say on the survey that they have the controls in place that could prevent these claims from happening in the first place. You know, one of the interesting data elements that we got from the survey is the percentage of business leaders that say that they're confident in the proactive cybersecurity guidance from insurance carriers. And so that is just reaffirming the what we're trying to do to inform our customers of the threats, what they can do to prevent those threats, increase that value proposition, and help our customers avoid being the victim of claim. And we gain insights from the survey to help us down that path.
Lauren, given the trend of increasingly targeted attacks, how do you expect the role of cyber risk services to evolve over the next few years in light of what the survey is showing?
So I think one of the key things that we see with increased attacks, increased ransomware attacks in particular, is that the ransomware threat actors are using the same playbook over and over. They're looking for outdated devices that they can easily compromise. And the good news for our policyholders is that if threat actors can see it, a lot of times we can see it too. So we run this scan of our policyholders' external footprint, so to speak, and we're looking for the vulnerabilities that threat actors are looking for. And then we're advising policyholders how to shore up their systems against attack based on what we're seeing. So I see cyber risk services evolving over the years to do more of that, to invest in more alternate sources of data, to invest in policyholder engagement and continue to drive up the interactions that we're having with policyholders and build more validity and more response to our alerts so that policyholders are in the know and able to action it so that we can ultimately reduce their likelihood of experiencing the claims that we're seeing among peer organizations.
A very enlightening survey. Lauren, John, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, John.
That was John Menefee, Vice President and Enterprise Cyber Lead, and Lauren Winchester, Vice President of Cyber Risk Services for Travelers. And I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.